You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
But counting the Omer, you have to count the Omer every day. We started on the second night of Pesach, so we count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, then 7. Then we announce that 1 week has passed away, and then we count again, and then we say 2 weeks, 3 weeks. So the question is, this halakha, what is exactly supposed to mean? So if we reach the seventh day, so obviously is 1 week, and then 14 days is 2 weeks, and then 21 days is 3 weeks. So what's the need that we keep saying, you know, is 1 week, 2 weeks, and 3 weeks? You notice this?
Yeah.
But do you know why?
They don't say days. He says she was
a understand, but when we count, we say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So that is 1 week. So that's obvious. No? Why you need to say it's 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
Because it says 7 Sheva Shavuot.
Understand, but why?
Yeah. I don't know.
Why you don't know?
Because some people.
No, as far as the mathematics, so when you add 6 plus 1, how many you get?
7.
Oh, I was like, well, your math is good. Yeah. But in Judaism, it's not so. 6 plus 1, not always 7. You knew that?
Yeah.
No. So now, let's say a businessman, you know, he makes, let's say, $1,000 on Sunday, $2,000 on Monday, and then $3,000, $4,000. And then by Friday, how much money he has?
A lot.
A lot? Mm-hmm. Yes? So now he sent a report to the bookkeeper, and then the bookkeeper tells him, you know, you have to pay $2,000 to the DWP, and then your overhead this week has been $35,000, and the insurance is how much? 1,000, car insurance, another, what kind of car you drive? 1,000. So now the bookkeeper says, you know, you're negative. Could it be? Huh? All the work that he did during the week is, you know, not only nothing left, he's negative. How could it be? Could it be? So here, this mitzvah is a very powerful message, and that is, many times we feel, you know, we work 6 days, and then on the seventh day, obviously, you know, we have something to put in our pocket. But here the counting is teaching us a very important lesson, and that is, yes, you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's no 7. How could it be? Because past 6 days, you waste the whole week. Today was off. You slept all day. Read some Tehillim, read some Mishnayot, do something good. Why, you slept all day? So that's what the counting the Omer is teaching us. Of course, you can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Is there a 7? Is it?
Yeah.
Not always. There is. That means the outcome of the 6 is not always something positive. Minus. Why? Yeah, you know, you wasted your time. You know, have fun. And that's how it is. And the message here is, the 7 weeks actually is 70 years. So after 70 years, we hope 120 years. But here, how much you take with you? See, in 2 weeks ago, we had Parshat Emor, that we had a very interesting pasuk. The verse says, Shor ocheves ki yivalet. So if you have a cow that comes to this world, so it was given birth, the cow, the baby, what is it called?
Calf.
Calf? Well, the Torah says it's a shor. Remember, in Parshat Emor, it's Aliyah Shishi, it says shor ocheves ki valet.
That's
a egel. A calf. How do you say egel in Persian? Exactly. But Hagen says shor.
Go.
Why? Does it make sense?
No.
No. Yigema says, Egel ben Yomo is sure. When the cow gives birth, the baby gets up and runs.
Yes.
Yeah, automatically. But you know, when a human being comes to this olam, you know what? He has to go through what the process it is. A baby, you know, how you have to feed him, and then, you know, take care of him. Then he starts walking, you know, little by little. You have to get him to good school. Was that a shame? You know, he learns Aleph, Bet, Gimel, 1, 2, 3, and then, you know what the process it is? So here the Torah is teaching us to become a human being that knows how to go through his life, and he knows what his mission is. It's not easy. But it's sure, from one day, the calf is a sure. Why? Because that's how the nature is. But human being, you have to work so much on yourself to realize, you know, what is my task in life? What am I supposed to do? Where am I going? What am I heading to? And that's what exactly the Sefirat HaOmer is. Yes, you count 6 days. Is it the seventh? Is it a week? You accumulate something, you gain something. 2 weeks pass by, 3 weeks pass by. Do you have 3 weeks? No, not always. Why? Because that's how it is. We just waste our time. We sleep through our days. And even don't think, don't give a second thought. You cannot gain this day for no money in the world. No money in the world. It's very interesting. There was a study done that people that won the lottery, they end up with a lot of debts. Can you imagine this? Millions of dollars. They won. Now they owe people money. Why? Wasted and wasted and wasted. And that's what sometimes happens. Your day, we cannot buy it back with no money in the world. We cannot waste it. And that's why we're counting. That the message here is, it's not to count the day. We have to give counting to the day. That how important it is. Don't waste it. Make something out of it.
But what you say, you can say that about any day in the year.
Yes.
Not only
yes, exactly. Yes.
So that's why you don't count 365?
Beautiful. See, Pesach is only 8 days. Sukkot is only 7 days. Hanukkah is 8 days. But these are all workshops. We're training. We go to a training. You're right. It's a good, beautiful question. Sefirat HaOmer is not only one seed. That's why. You look through the whole Torah. It doesn't say when the Shavuot is. Does it?
No.
It doesn't say. Why doesn't say? Because it's not only one time a year. It doesn't say 6th of Sivan is Shavuot. It doesn't say. Why? Because you should not think, you know, yes, I said the Shavuot and that's it. No, that's not how it works. This counting is every day of life. Don't waste your time. Don't slip through it. Make something out of it. Because you need something to take with you after 120 years. Mitzvot, Torah, Ma'asim Tovim. And every second counts, every second. And make sure the 6 day you count, there's a week there. 2 weeks you count, there's a 14 days you count, there's 2 weeks there. And not Chas V'Shalom, God forbid, you know, be wasting your time. Hashem Yizakenu, Nevzad.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.